Welcome to Trainer Talk, the podcast brought to you by Sharon Gaskin of the Trainers Training Company and Jeanette Tessier of Get That Course Online. We chat about what we've been up to with our businesses, things we know are top of mind for trainers, reveal a cool tool to use online and an event you should consider, along with the Dog Walking Digest. Occasionally, we talk to randomly interesting guests. So why not sit back with a cuppa and let us bring you weekly inspiration for developing your training business. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is podcast number 15 of Trainer Talk, the podcast. Sharon, we have got more than 1,000 listens to the podcast so far. We're in our mid-teens. It's all a bit daunting, really.
It is.
So many changes.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about the podcast review a bit later on, but yeah, that's amazing, because I honestly, when we first started this, I didn't think anybody was going to listen at all. I've been absolutely amazed, which
it's been lovely. Really good.
Thank you.
Indeed, definitely from the bottom of our hearts, it's quite extraordinary actually to have people say, oh yes, and I listened to podcast number whatever, and that was really good, the bit that you did on this, that and the other. Oh, thank you very much. So yeah, it's quite nice to think that we are actually in this little bubble where it's just you and me having a chat, and you know, doesn't affect anybody else, but people are actually listening to us. Shocking. Anyway, before they all go away in droves, because we're not talking about anything very interesting. Tell me, how was your week last week?
Oh, how was my week? Well, a really good and productive week as usual. Mm-hmm. Lots of different bits and pieces going on. We had our Trainer Talk online business development clinic, the last one of the year. So we've done 11 this year. The only month that we don't do one is August. And we went out with a bang, didn't we?
We certainly did. And I think we broke things as well, because there was much hilarity and mirth in this one, that's for sure.
It was, yeah. We talked about lots of things. Charging was charging and fees was one of the predominant themes on the clinic this week. But the thing that the highlight of the session for me was when Colin Foster got so excited.
Yes,
he was waving his arms around and getting really sort of aerated about a particular point, and we couldn't hear him at all.
He hit something
hilarious.
He was building himself up to a proper crescendo, as only Colin can do, and then all of a sudden his sound just went completely. So all you could see was this animated sort of gesticulation from his picture on the screen. Couldn't stop laughing.
At which point he didn't realise that we could hear him, but he could see us, and all he could see was us all just laughing our heads off. And he probably thought, "Oh, I'm really funny this morning."
Yeah. Oh, poor Colin. At one point I had to try and stop laughing for long enough, because you were in fits. I could see that there was no way you were going to be able to stop laughing at any point. And I was almost there, but I unmuted myself just to say to him, Colin, please, we can't actually hear you. I mean, funny as it is, but still, it was just hilarious. I think that has to be one of my favourite clinics of the entire year.
Yeah. It was hilarious. So moving on from that from the hilarity of Thursday, what else did you do? Have various conversations with people this week. Mm-hmm. Lots of different inquiries and people wanting to work for me, which is nice. I ended up having a by default one-to-one LinkedIn coaching session.
You did, didn't you?
Other people who shall remain nameless on the LinkedIn challenge didn't bother to turn up for it.
So. It's true. Although to be fair, I think there were only three people that could make that time, even though it was the technically most popular time. There were only three people that could make it. So,
well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
It wasn't the time I picked. I always knew that I could. Sharon's trying to make me feel guilty, but actually there's nothing to feel guilty about, because it was never a time I could make. But anyway, there were three people who said that they would go to that time, and of course, you know, Paul set it all up, and it was great, and you set it up, and then by all accounts, nobody else showed up, which was great for you because you got your one-to-one coaching.
Absolutely, yes. So thank you very much, everybody, for that. That was lovely. For listeners who don't know what we're talking about, Well, we did refer to it in the earlier podcast, didn't we? So yes. Jeanette and I were doing a LinkedIn challenge courtesy of Paul Cockcutt and some colleagues of his. And Paul very kindly offered to do a kind of extra call, a wrap-up call at the end of this for us, the people in Trainer Talk who were part of the challenge, which he did out of the goodness of his heart. And then he turned up.
Oh, I know. That is the way it goes sometimes, isn't it? So to all those people that think, you know, you reach a certain point in your business and everything works smoothly and runs swimmingly, it happens all the time where, with the best will in the world, things just don't go according to plan. You know, I think the fact that you were able to get this one-to-one time with him out of it is brilliant for you, and really good payback actually for you as leader of the community. It's kind of, you know, nice little perk of the job for you, isn't it?
Although to be fair, we didn't actually spend, I mean, I did have a couple of questions, and then we spent a lot of time after that talking about our own LinkedIn challenge that we're going to do together. Mm-hmm. So which is going to be even better than the one we did with...
if that's possible. Wow, it's going to be amazing.
It is. Well, I just think that LinkedIn is obviously, you know, something that, you know, I get lots of questions about it. People are interested in LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So Paul and I mean, to be fair, he's doing most of the work, but we're going to do it for Trainer Talk members and also for... people on my subscriber list.
Yeah.
And it's going to be very focused, and it's going to be all about how to make LinkedIn your number one source of leads in 2019. Nice. And we're going to do, you know, you get emails like we did on the LinkedIn challenge we did, but he's actually going to put in more calls, because I found that the most useful part of the LinkedIn challenge that we did. Mm-hmm. So he's actually going to put in, I think he's going to put in like four calls or something.
That's
so good. And he's going to focus on a different topic each call. So like, for example, he was talking the first one, he's going to focus on your LinkedIn profile and things like that. So yes, it's going to be really good. So we spent lots of time talking about that. And then for some reason, he was extremely interested in Theresa May's Brexit fiasco and what was going on.
I can't think why. It's so quiet on that.
That was the night of the vote. And he kept peering at me. Oh, I think they've thrown her out of the booth. Really? I'm not really that interested.
I know.
And he's in Canada as well, so I don't know why he's so fascinated by it.
Oh, well. Yeah, I mean, it is, I suppose, obviously he's expat, but I suppose it is interesting to see what this looks like from the eyes of somebody that's not living in the country where it's happening. I suppose it's a little bit, but like us looking across the pond at what's happening with... President, what's his name, the orange one, and it's sort of, you know, you have a view from afar on that, but with all this Brexit stuff, and I know it's going to come to a head next year and all the rest of it, but it's all a bit kind of tedious.
It's very tedious,
and it's kind of, you know what, we've elected you lot to get on with it, so can you just get on with it? It's sort of, you know, whether you agree with how the majority vote turned out or not, this is what's happening. So let's just get on and do, rather than all this infighting from...
Exactly.
Anyways,
we're not going to talk about Brexit. I don't know, indeed. And in amongst all this activity, I was really cross with myself because I had my review of the year scheduled in for Wednesday morning, I think it was, but then didn't do it because of various other things that popped up. So I was extremely annoyed with myself.
No.
I know, but I will do it at some point, probably this week actually, but I do need to do that before the start of the new year.
Yeah.
Of course, my lovely boy is back, so
indeed.
He arrived yesterday, so I'm very happy.
Tracking his flight across the Atlantic, just to make sure.
Of course.
Yep, quite right too.
Absolutely. So that's really lovely. So that means the Christmas... Oh, I've said it, the holiday.
Oh my word! Dun dun dun! We haven't had one of those for ages. I'm going to have to get that sound effect out again. Sharon says the C word. It's official. We are allowed to talk about Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, well, Christmas, 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 Christmas. Yeah, all right.
I have been doing so in the trailer talk.
It's true.
I've got the 12 days of Christmas banter going in there. So
there's some good questions going in there.
Yeah, having said that, we still no sight of the tree yet. So I suppose we need to start putting that up at some point this week.
Did Ryan not ask about it?
He knows that it will be put up at some point this week, so that'll be another
fair week. Enough. Yeah.
So, Amy's not back till Saturday, mm-hmm. and normally we wait for her, but it's kind of a bit late. I mean, it is going to be the 22nd on Saturday, so
true.
We'll be up before then.
True, true.
So that was and then of course we did the podcast review.
Did we?
Big part of the week, so we spent a good few hours on that, didn't we?
We did, and it was great actually, just to check everything from, including from the beginning when we did the first couple of episodes and thought, oh, you know, I wonder, is this working? Is that working? You know, what do we need to change? And we agreed at that point that we would have a review anyway, up until the point of the review. And it's, do you know what? Actually, it's going all right. It's working well. We're getting great feedback from people, and as we said at the very beginning, people are actually listening to us, which is a shocker, but they are.
I know. And what amazed me, because I haven't really had sight of any of these stats until the review, and I was amazed not only about the number of listeners that we've actually had, but the different countries that they were in as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you are in Romania and you're listening to us, can you just
say hello? Well, the way in which you say hello now is through the Trainer Talk Pod, or at Trainer Talk Pod Twitter feed that we now have. Yes. All set up as a result of the review. So without giving too much away, we are not planning wholesale changes for the new year, are we? But just looking at tweaking things a little bit and making it a bit easier for people to get in touch with us specifically about the podcast if they want to. So that's the main way to do it is through Twitter. So it's at Trainer Talk Pod is where you can find us. And we'll put that in the show notes as well for people. But just having a little think about you know, where people are coming from. Obviously the majority are UK and that's what we would expect, but a healthy smattering from elsewhere, Romania included, you're quite right. Which it tickles me sometimes to have a look and see the different places where people have come from. So in the US, for example, we're very popular in the Midwest for some reason. It's great, it's really good. And also actually in Maryland, is the eastern seaboard, so not a big spike in Georgia though. Atlanta, Georgia.
No,
we're gonna need to have a chat with Ryan about, you know, talking to his mates over there I can't imagine that happening.
Not really what teenage boys do, is it really?
College level US tennis is not really our demographic, is it? But anyway,
really.
No. But no, it's good to do a review anyway, and like you're saying about your review of the year, and I'm doing my review of my year this week. But again, you know, there are some things that sort of spring to mind before you go through the official looking at the calendar and all that kind of stuff. And it was nice, I think, for us to focus on looking at what we've been through and talked about in the podcast so far and how we think it's going and the feedback that we've got from people, which is by far the most important thing. You know, I said at the very beginning of this, jokingly, it's nice to think of us just in our little bubble having a nice chat every week. But of course, there is a purpose to this. There is a reason for talking about, well, most of the time, there's a reason for talking about the stuff that we do. It's to help people, and if it's not achieving its purpose, then we need to do something about it. But it was good. What was your big outtake from the review, do you think?
From the review, well, as I said, you know, they're really happy that people are listening. Mm-hmm. I think we should feel proud of ourselves that we've actually turned up consistently every week and recorded.
Yep.
even though, you know, through all the dog barking and the
yes, and the different calls, commitments,
the
snuffles, yeah,
and whatever, the fact that we've actually turned up every week and done it. Because I know when I was talking to Paul about podcasts, and he was saying, oh, do you realize you're in the top, I can't remember what percentage he gave now, of podcasts. I said, really? And he said, yeah, because most people start a podcast and they don't go beyond 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Probably 5 episodes is kind of the tipping point, and people realise that it's, you know, it's one of these things that sounds like a great idea and it's really exciting, and then they realise how hard it actually is to get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, so the fact that we've done this, you know, 14 episodes or 15 with this one doesn't actually sound like a lot, but it is actually 4 months. Every week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you know, I think we should feel proud of ourselves.
Definitely. give ourselves a pat on the back, even though you won't be able to see that, listeners. We are pat on the back for that one. And you're right, it's my sort of takeout from it is it's not difficult per se to get a podcast out into the world. I mean, it takes a bit of doing in terms of making sure you get everything registered properly and uploaded properly. But if you've uploaded videos onto YouTube, for example, it's not something that you're going to find particularly technically difficult to do. But yeah, the biggest thing by far is the commitment of showing up at a regular interval, as you've promised, whether that's daily, which I think would be mad because you'd never get anything else done, or weekly like we do it, or fortnightly or monthly or whatever it is. That's the bit that, where I think most people fall down, is the consistency of coming out with stuff and talking about stuff and actually somewhat getting over a little bit of imposter syndrome about, you know, do I have enough interesting stuff for people to want to listen to?
Absolutely, yeah.
So I think, I mean, I was really surprised when you told me that stat about, you know, most people finish after 5. Because the one that I did last year, I finished after 20, and I was saying, I think in the review that I like to think of it as a bit like 40 Towers, in that there were only 2 series, but they were both amazing. And that's it, down in posterity,
yeah.
Never to be resurrected. But yeah, it is. You don't realise it at the time, and then you look at the number of ones that have just stopped after 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes,
yeah.
And you think, actually, it is a significant achievement to have got as far as we have and still have the appetite to do more. I think that is a key thing, is that we want to do it.
Yeah.
And if we have fun doing it, then I think that comes across in what people are listening to as well.
Yeah.
Even though some of the stuff that we talk about might be quite serious in terms of running your business, I don't think that's any reason to not have a bit of fun with it at the same time. So it's good.
Yeah.
It's
no.
all good. Excellent.
All good.
Well, apart from the podcast review, which was obviously part of my week last week as well. I had a week of sort of trying to cram in more stuff than I really probably had time for, which isn't that unusual, but the week seemed to go really quickly. And my Mondays at the moment are pretty jam-packed anyway, which means I go into Tuesday really quickly. And it just so happened. Oh, hold on. Very loud car in the background. So it just so happened that I had a few meetings to sort out on Tuesday, as well as other bits and pieces. I'd already planned to see a friend on Wednesday, by which time it was kind of, okay, so I've got Wednesday afternoon. And then we had our the online business development clinic on Thursday morning. Then we had our chat on Thursday afternoon, by which time it came to sort of Friday. And it's like, where has this week gone? With everything else sort of going on, I had my inner circle group, or rather my circles Facebook group for Get That Course Online. I do an Ask Me Anything fortnightly, which I think I mentioned before, and that was on Friday. Even though that didn't take up a huge amount of time, it's still something that goes in the calendar that needs doing and thinking about and prepping and what have you. And then I have my newsletter to do on Friday, which sometimes I find with the newsletter, and again, this is a weekly thing, Sometimes I find it flows really quickly and really easily for what to say. And
I
then,
know.
Yeah, and then other times it seems to drag on forever. And in reality, it never takes more than a couple of hours to do. But sometimes it feels like it goes really easily and smoothly. And then other times it's like I'm pulling blood out of a stone every second of every minute of those 2 hours. But got that out by which time it's sort of Friday afternoon, and there's not an awful lot that goes on there anyway. So I actually caught up with a few tutorial videos that I've been meaning to catch up on for a long time, because in addition to obviously helping people create online courses and creating online courses myself, I also participate in some to keep my knowledge up to date. But there are just times when the only time to fit that in is Friday afternoon. So that's what I did. By the time all of that had gone through, the week was finished, done and dusted, and yeah. Thank you very much. And there's 1 week left until Christmas. It's like, Oh God, I know.
I mean, on that note about sending a newsletter out and doing it weekly, you know, that's something that I do as well, as you know, and that sort of goes out on a Friday. But I've recently changed my process, because what I used to do was kind of do it on a Thursday, and set it, and I was just finding that I was kind of like going to the gym or whatever on a Thursday, had it in my calendar to do on Thursday evening, and then I was in the gym on my gym session on Thursday afternoon, and then I was thinking, oh God, I've got to do the newsletter when I get back. And it was kind of like oh my God, I've got to think of something now, and kind of sometimes, like you said, literally it would take me 2 or 3 hours. I'd be like sitting there for like 5 o'clock to like 8 o'clock faffing around with this newsletter or thinking what to write or whatever.
Yeah.
And I've just, or other times it would just sort of flow. But I found now, I put it in the diary now for a Monday, and really try to do it on a Monday, because it just gives me that space of not feeling under pressure to actually come. And the feeling as well that I know that when I set it all up on a Monday, and think, oh, that's done now, and it'll go out on Friday. And it just feels, psychologically, it just feels so much better that I'm not having to, it's a bit like when I was trying to find an outfit for Amy's graduation in the summer. I mean, I hate shopping. I just hate clothes shopping or any kind of shopping. And what did I do? She kept saying to me, oh, what, you need to get an outfit for the graduation. What did I do? I left it until the last week.
Oh, no.
And so then the combination of going into town, it being really hot, like 34 degrees, and having to find something was just like so much pressure, and it was just awful. And it's the same kind of thing with the newsletter. You just think, you know, feel that if you don't feel under pressure to produce it just works a lot better for me. So yeah, shifted it to Monday, do it, and I feel very smug with myself then.
Well, you know, it's funny, isn't it, how just a simple shift like that can make such a big difference. So I think that would be the learning actually to take out from that, because I found a similar thing where I leave something till the last minute, or I don't perhaps give it as much weight as it should have in terms of its importance. So I think, oh yeah, that's a 5 minute job, I can do that, and then I find I've only got a minute to do a 5 minute job, and that's when it becomes less fun to do. I quite like the process on a Friday of just reflecting back on the week and thinking, oh okay, so you know, what's the particular lesson of this week, what can I draw out from it. But there have been times when I have had to prepare it on the Monday or earlier, slightly earlier, usually Trainer Talk Live weeks, because it goes out on a Friday, and of course Trainer Talk Live is on a Friday, and the last thing I want to be doing is faffing around during those 2 days of the Ambassador Mastermind and of Trainer Talk Live thinking about what I'm going to be writing in my newsletter. So I will always prepare it early. And the times I've done that, it's been really quite nice to think, oh, my newsletter has gone out, that's nice, I haven't it hasn't felt like I've had to make any effort on it. But most of the time it's fine to do it on a Friday, but it is extraordinary how the same period of time can feel like it's flying by or dragging by, depending on how creative you're feeling in the moment. Which is why I know we both do this, and we've talked about this previously. I have a sort of a template where I have different sections in the newsletter, and I always keep those sections for a similar sort of thing. So the first bit is my sort of musing, which is normally something that's come out of the week that I've just had.
Yeah.
The second bit is about best practice in online courses. The third bit is normally the joke of the week, which I have a lot of fun researching. And the rule is, if it makes me laugh out loud, then it goes in the newsletter. It's quite simple. So gives people a bit of an insight into that. The fourth bit is my Friday focus, so whatever I want to bring to people's attention. And then the final bit is normally just a sort of a sign off from me, where I share three bits of random information about myself, which I really thought I'd run out of by now. So I've, over the course of 1 year, I will have had to have thought of 156, because I do three bits, but I'm in the 80s now, and it's great, and I'm not running out of anything at all. I keep thinking usually on the dog walk, actually, I keep thinking of these random things that I can be saying to people, and it really is random, but it just helps people get to know the person sending them the newsletter a little bit better, should they choose to scroll down that far and read it. Although I do know for sure that there are some people listening to this podcast who also get my newsletter, and I know they go straight to the joke. They always go straight to the joke every week, and then read the rest of it if they feel like it. But
there's a book there.
Almost certainly. At some point,
100 facts you never knew about Jeanette Tessie.
Exactly. I did think, well, I'm doing a little bit of a revamp of Get That Course Online, so I thought, actually, I should include that on the About Me page, because it's far more interesting than the usual spiel about, and I just spent this amount of time in corporate life, and then I did this, and then I did that. And it's like, no, let's have something really random, like the fact that I once sold Phil Collins a Full England football kit strip. when I worked in a sports shop. So, you know, random things like that. That's the sort of stuff you can get people from my newsletter. So, there we are. I'm sure I picked out a learning in there somewhere, didn't I? Let's move swiftly on before we realise that there was nothing in there. Top of mind. So we were going to talk about a bit of a review of our businesses, weren't we? And having both admitted that we haven't done the full review of our businesses yet, but I think we can talk about a few bits and pieces that stand out, some highlights for us.
Yeah, because we realised this is actually going to be our last podcast of the year, because we
indeed
are going to have a break until we're going to record again on the 7th of January.
Yes, indeed.
When everybody's sort of back at work. So we just thought we'd just do a little, not an in-depth, you know, warts and all, everything to do with our businesses, but just a bit more of a light a fluffy one.
Yeah, exactly. A light-hearted look.
And things that have happened to us as well, because it's not just our business, is it? You know, so I came up with a few little questions. I don't know whether you've added any as well, but the first one I wanted to ask you was, and we can talk about it from both our perspectives. So what's your biggest success this year?
It's interesting, because my biggest success also combines with the second question that you posed around changes and challenges. So for anybody that doesn't know, at the beginning of this year, I only spent about half my time on working on helping other freelance trainers develop online courses. And I was trying to juggle it around. And certainly in the first couple of ambassador days, that's what I was talking about, all the different aspects of my business. So I was still doing face-to-face training and had a few client contracts with that. I was helping people who weren't freelance trainers with various aspects of online course development. I was trying to put together an online summit. And also trying to deliver services. Yeah, remember? Deliver services to colleagues in the freelance training world who were asking me questions about developing online courses and integrating that into their businesses. And it got to the point sort of towards the middle of the year, just before the middle of the year, and something must have seeped in somewhere from Sharon's various rantings, I mean trainings, and and I got to the point where I again was out on a dog walk. Just goes to show the value of having that separation and doing something different in the middle of the day. I was thinking, I'm just spreading myself too thin. I'm trying to serve too many people with too many different things. And actually that was a cue for me to really think about, what do I absolutely positively 100% enjoy without a shadow of a doubt in my business that I would, it's the old cliche, but what's the thing that I would do even if I didn't get paid for it? You know, if money was no object, this is not, by the way, listeners, if you're contemplating taking out any of my services in the future, this is not saying that I will give you those services for free. What I am saying is that if money were no object, what would you do? What's the thing that, that really lights your fire? And for me, it was helping other freelance trainers to integrate online into their businesses, because I firmly believe that it is the biggest growth opportunity for freelance trainers. And pretty soon it's going to reach the point where if you're not able to offer that in your portfolio, you're actually going to fall by the wayside. So, you know, all of that to one side, I was just getting to this point where I was thinking, I need to be able to concentrate on that. I'm pulling myself in too many different directions and I can't. And it was the conversation with you when I sort of put my hand up in our little ambassador group and said, actually, do you know what? Is anybody around for a quick Zoom? I think I'm on the edge of a big decision, but I just want to run it past somebody. And in my head at this point, it was like, yeah, I'll probably do that. And I'll probably use this brand to do that. And da, 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 da. Within the space of 15 minutes, listeners, and I'm telling you this in confidence, but, you know, between you and me, that Sharon, she's a bit of a fire starter, because within the space of 15 minutes, not only had we decided that I was having a complete change of strategy and I was going to concentrate wholly on serving the freelance trainer community, not only that, but I was going to have my signature, even though we hate that word, signature product as the Finished in 5 challenges, but I also needed to get an entirely new business name because Sharon hated all the ones that I already had. And it was just, right, okay. And I remember clicking the leave this meeting button and just kind of sitting back in my chair and go, right, okay. I think I need to buy a new domain name. What? Hey? And it, you know, I absolutely knew at that point how one of my fellow ambassadors had felt in the previous ambassador meeting where you did exactly the same thing. But the thing is, it's turned out to be, yes, it was a biggest change and a big challenge, because I essentially then, for various reasons, needed to turn a new website around in the space of about a week to have everything ready for the next challenge that was coming up. But, you know, that was a challenge, but has ultimately led to the biggest success for me, which is that my business is wholly dedicated now to doing the thing that I really enjoy the most. And, you know, I'm not going to say that it's been dead easy and all of a sudden I've been able to easily replace my direct client face-to-face training income, because I haven't. I've had to sort of, you know, be a bit smart with juggling things around and working it all out. But it's a great business model for me now, and that I think is the most important thing that's come out of it for me, is that it's a business model that works for me and for the lifestyle that I want and for the skill set that I've got and for the people that I want to work with and that I want to help. So it's all kind of wrapped up into one, success, change and challenge. How about for you, m'lady?
Oh, that's well, it just made me laugh just reflecting on that, because I do remember you just sort of popping up and us having that conversation.
So innocent.
Tell you what you do, you just help people to get their courses online. And why do you call it get their course online? That's what you do. Do you remember?
I do. I even, somewhere I've still got the bit of paper where I was just writing it down going, yeah, but I don't like the word your, so what if we had get that course online? And then the realisation as I capitalised those words, oh my God, it's GT Co. And for anybody that doesn't know, my initials are GT, so and it was that high. I do apologise for the falsetto nature. Oh my God! But it really was that high. When we realise that point, it's like, no, it's fate. It has to happen. Right, we're going to do that. But there is that point just after. You've made the big decision and you've had the big phone call or big meeting where you just kind of let it sink in for a couple of seconds. You go, oh, okay, that just happened. Right, now what? What was it like for you?
Yeah, it was like just before we leave that, listeners, let me just say that following this conversation, I mean, Jeanette is just such an incredible action taker. By 5 o'clock that same afternoon, she basically got a new website.
It wasn't quite that quick, but yeah, it was close. You
know, yeah, it pretty much. It was anyway. Okay, so biggest success, I think, kind of all mingles into one, but I mean, I think it's really trainer talk this year for me has really stepped up. It's just really developed in membership terms. I didn't actually believe this until I looked at the spreadsheet.
Steady. Because you've claimed in previous podcasts that you don't do spreadsheets. So,
that we've actually doubled the membership this year.
Extraordinary. It's fabulous.
Yeah, which is really good. And I'm really pleased with that. Not to say, a bit like you, that it is not still without its challenges, because it is. Which we'll probably come on to. But yeah, that's been really great. And sort of in with all that whole thing, the Trainer Talk community, the Trainer Talk live days themselves this year, I just think there's been an incredible energy. I think there always was an energy, but it just seems to be getting even better. There's such a warm energy in the room. It's just really, really lovely.
It is. And I think... I'm not going to let you get away with this. That is due in large part to the environment that you have created to attract the right people to come along to that, which is why it's so welcoming, because there are people there who are just so genuine and down to earth and authentic and welcoming themselves. And you only attract people like that by showing those values yourself. So it's the community that you've created. I know that, you know, this is something that makes you squirm a little bit, but I'm going to say it anyway. I know you do. So that's why I'm taking advantage of the podcast, because I do the editing. So then, no. So I'm just going to say, you know, it's your values that attract the right people into the membership that turn the community into what it is. And I just think it's reached such a lovely rhythm at the moment and a really good vibe about it.
That's what's really sort of has been great about this year. There's just such a good vibe about it. And so the community, the Trainer Talk Lives, and I think on Mastermind Days, I think as... Yeah. Really counted as a big success, because I think not only from the point of view of when I sat in that room a couple of weeks ago and just saw how much you've all progressed and developed with your businesses this year, that was amazing. So at one level, that's great to see. But what makes me even happier is just the way everybody's kind of really relating to each other and really, you know, opening up and that level of trust and saying things to each other that we weren't necessarily saying at the start.
Yes.
And, really getting to the number of things. And I know we talked about that last week as well, so I won't spend too long on it. But that's just, I think that's been incredible too.
Yes,
that's,
I agree. Really, absolutely.
Really great.
Fab.
Really great. So changes and challenges then. Have you
No, mine was all caught up in get that course online and that being birthed and coming into fruition. So your turn again. Yes. Go.
Okay. So changes. I mean, the biggest change has been, we've moved to a new venue.
Yes.
With Trainer Talk Live. So we've had a full year of being at Woodside. And
it's been brilliant.
Yeah, I think they're great. I think they're absolutely fantastic. So that was a change, but a change for the better, I think.
Yes, that's indeed.
And then obviously we changed from Facebook.
Did we? I totally missed that. Did we? Did we spend a bit of time looking for an app?
So those of you who've been listening to the podcast from the start, all 14 episodes, we spent quite a long time talking about the search for this, this fictitious app. Well, it does actually exist because we've got it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'll also we'll bring this into the challenge section because it's a change, but it has been a challenge and is continuing to be a bit of a challenge. And I always said that I would review this. And I always said to everybody, I think this is a great idea, but it's not obviously about me. It's about the community and what works for the community. And if it's for whatever reason, if it's not working, then I'm quite happy to say, all right, fair enough, we'll go back to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, you know, maybe give it 6 months. I don't know how you feel about that. 6 months is a, and then, you know, have a review and then sort of look back and see where we are.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I have to say, though, I think it's outstripping Facebook in terms of our ability to categorise things and show people things and get information across.
although uh-huh. there was somebody
yeah.
who shall remain nameless but lives in Ireland.
Indeed.
Who asked where she could find something this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of where you're at. It made me giggle.
And I know she listens to this. So
she does. Yeah. And what made me giggle was thinking, God, it's just like having a teenager. Like, Mum, where are my socks? It's like, where did you put them? Have you looked?
That is actually an interesting, I mean, it's a bit of a laugh, isn't it?
She won't
mind having a laugh because she's so lovely.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting question, though, how... Even though so I spent all this time, people always complain that they could never find anything in Facebook.
Yeah.
So I spent all this time deliberately choosing something where we could categorise things. And yet I still get people sending me emails and saying, where is so-and-so? And sometimes I think it's easier to just ask than to spend a little time trying to work out where it is. But I think that's human nature, maybe.
Definitely.
Asking too much, you know.
Yeah, maybe. And I also think with this particular person that we're talking about, I was really surprised that the question came from her because I know she will have done some searching. So yeah. I think it's probably just a question that you know, she just didn't see it for whatever reason. But it did make me laugh. And knowing the conversation that we'd had about people sending emails and going, how do I do this? How do I open my door? It's like, well, have you tried? I mean, you know, sort of. I know that I'm being a bit facetious with the tone, the whinging tone. But sometimes you do wonder. You know what? Have you actually looked? Have you tried? Have you done a little? Have you used your brain? Engage brain. Have a little go, and then come back to me, or even just to say to you, I have tried. Honestly, I've looked, but I can't find it. Could you please help? Instead of, you know,
It's just human nature, isn't it?
I think so.
But so I don't know. We'll see. Because I don't know. I'm still not convinced people are seeing everything and stuff like that. Because I'm finding that I have to tag people all the time to make sure that they see things.
I think it's some of it depends on who you've elected to follow. I think so. Unless you go in and look at the feed regularly, you won't necessarily get notified of things unless you've chosen to follow that person. So my assumption is that everybody follows you. But as a moderator, I think you've got the choice as well to make sure that you notify everybody of everything that you post up, which is great. I mean, I've got moderator privileges as well for different reasons. You know, I always say don't notify, because it's not can you imagine me putting up something about online courses, how annoyed people will get? I mean, it's you know, I go on about it enough as it is without notifying everybody every time I talk about something that only a small group of people need to know about. But yeah, I think there are other bits and pieces in there that people just need to get used to using, and that of course is the one big advantage that Facebook had and still has over any other separate app, is that people have been using it for so long most yeah. people have been using it for so long, that it's a very intuitive interface now for them. Even though, I mean, it still astonishes me when I go into Facebook, because I still have quite a bit of business dealings on there, it still astonishes me the number of people that don't know some of the simple things like how to search in a group for yeah. something using keywords yeah. or how to follow a post without writing follow in the yeah. comments or something like that. But you know, change is one of those things, I think, that even people who profess to love change, there can be too much change for them yeah. sometimes, but it's always one of those things that you are going to have some people that will rush headlong into it and go, yes, brilliant, great, they're the early adopters, and then you're going to get the laggers who will come yeah. to it eventually, and when they get there, it's like, oh it's not as bad as I thought. No, exactly. It's not yeah. you know, when it,
yeah. not... well, the lady that the other day I rang her up, because she hadn't really been participating in the group, and so I sort of phoned her, and she said, oh, I can't get into it and everything. I literally sat her down as we were on the phone. I said, yeah. look, log in here. This is it. And she was like, oh, there's all this. Oh, this is good. Oh, like this.
I think, do you know what? It is definitely becoming increasingly difficult to get people to do stuff that not part yeah. of their normal habit and normal routine. Yeah. So if you are the sort of person, for example, who always checks your email twice a day and that's it, so I don't know, first thing in the morning and once again at the end of the day, then to try and break you out of that habit would be very difficult. So if you were trying to get somebody to buy something that notified them on their phone all the time about their emails or something, I don't know, I'm just making this up, as is very evident by the fact that I'm rambling, you know, it would be very difficult to convince somebody to take something like that on, because it doesn't fit with the way in which they work. And it's the same for people who are out and about and very busy and going off and doing their training all the time. To ask them to fit in something other than checking their social media, so to go to an additional app, initially it's going to be a difficult habit to get people into, but once people are in the habit, you know, they will absolutely see that there is so much more benefit to being there than not. So, you know, I think it's working really well. Yes, there are things that could be better, but we can bring those to you privately, and you've always got really good service from the developers whenever you sort of really submitted any either support tickets or suggestions or whatever it might be. So I think it works really well, really well.
Oh, that's good. So that was my change and challenge, really.
Okay.
I've got what were the weirdest things that happened this year?
Well, mine is dead easy, and it's nothing to do with business, actually. Although I suppose in a very tenuous way I could link it into business. But for me, the weirdest thing to have happened this year is the fact that I've turned into a bit of a gym bunny.
Me too.
I know. And, you know, I've had flirtations with gym membership previously, but the very first time I ever joined a gym, now this is against the background of my one of my favourite subjects when I was at school was PE. I really, really enjoyed it. And I guess that's why I've stayed involved with hockey all my life. I enjoy sport, but I just kind of I fell out of it just because I didn't want to be a PE teacher, so I didn't sort of pursue any of that, and there wasn't the breadth of opportunity that there is these days to be involved with sports. I mean, you can go in all sorts of angles for sports. Sports psychology, I would have loved to have done. Loved to have done that. Or, you know, the nutrition side of things, or mindset, which, yes, is linked to psychology, but in a slightly different way. All of those sorts of things, I would have really enjoyed doing that, but it just wasn't an option when I was looking at A-level choices and that kind of thing. It was kind of PE teacher or nothing. So, never really pursued it, and kind of fell out of the habit, apart from weekly hockey matches, fell out of the habit of doing anything. The first time that I got back into gym membership also coincided with the first time that I put my back out. So I was going really, really well, and then had to change. And then I got into it again a few years ago, and then fell out of the habit. I can't remember why this time, but just did. Yeah. And it was always sort of, you know, oh, I know I should, but blah, 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 and all the rest of it. And then I ended up joining a different kind of gym in the summer, and it was done purely on the spur of the moment. And this is the bit that kind of links into business, is that all of my big decisions, my best decisions this year, have been ones that I've made in the space of about half an hour. So changing the business model, and, you know, deciding on the new name, that was in the space of half hour. Signing up for this different type of gym, which is more PT based, and, you know, old fashioned type training, strength training and that kind of thing. That happened in the space of about, that happened in the space of about half an hour. Not only that, I am now signed up to do a Tough Mudder next year, which, you know, that happened in the space of about half an hour. I'm now doing an advanced hybrid training program, which is all about strength and weight training. You know, me with bench pressing, and it's just at the beginning of the year. There's no way I'd have thought something like that would have happened. So it is totally weird, but also I'm going to combine again. It's what's made me the most proud that I have started it and stuck with it. And I do really enjoy it. And yes, at the beginning, I used a little bit of NLP mindset stuff to get myself into the groove. So for anybody interested, it was essentially just making sure that I spent about 5 minutes, which was usually the drive home after being at what they call the boot camps for the gym. And all I would do on those drives home, those first drives home, was just say to myself, that was really good. That was really fun. I really enjoyed that. That was great. I can't wait to get to the next one. And just repeat those sentences, whether I felt like it or not, just repeat those sentences, because that gets my mind, it trips my mind into the, actually, yes, I do really want to go because I really enjoy it. And and it's been such a big win for me, and just really weird to, you know.
Yeah. Anyway. I've forgotten about putting that down, actually, as being a success. But in the same, because I started on the 9th of August, which was the day that Ryan left for America. So the first session with my trainer, I turned up and I took one look at her and went, oh! And then I went, oh, no. What's that to do with you? Don't worry.
See, that's probably her weirdest thing of the year. She's doing a review somewhere at some point, going, yeah, I had this one client, turned up, first thing she did was cry.
It was so funny, because she looked at me like, what on earth, it's not going to be that bad. But it was really funny, actually, because I've literally just been down to the gym again, because Ryan wants to go like for 2 weeks. I just popped him down there. And then he met Lindsay, one of the trainers down there, and they had the quick conversation. She said, oh yeah, when are you going back? And he went, oh, 3rd of January. And she went, yes, we've already been warned about her on the 3rd of January.
Oh my. Your reputation precedes you.
Exactly. But no, I mean, so 4 months, you know, I've been gone, and it's become such an integral part of my life, and I absolutely love it. And bit like you, I mean, who knew that I would love, you know, my gym stuff 3 times a week. Absolutely love it. So, yeah.
It's amazing. Great, isn't it?
Amazing. So the weirdest thing that I was going to talk about was the weather.
True.
Isn't it?
It has.
You know, remember all that snow? Do you remember the first train of sort of life?
I do. God, we've had real extremes this year, haven't we? Real extremes.
Then, you know, there we were sort of, basically all sort of snowbound and everything, and sort of wondering whether we'd have to cancel, and people abandoned en route and all that kind of stuff, and you stuck in a snowdrift.
I was, had to abandon my car and everything. It was mad.
So there was all that, and then we went from that to like the summer, and it was so hot.
Yeah.
It was hot every day, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, completely. And well, you know, your first Secrets of Successful Trainers interview was with me on one of those really hot days. I remember sort of thinking, I know, I know. Can I have the window open, and will we be disturbed by cars going past, and all that kind of stuff? Because it was just so boiling. But yeah.
So that was. I think that's been really weird this year. Mm-hmm. Really weird. And then the last one was proudest moment stroke what's made you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I had to mention Rafa winning number 11, of course.
Of course. Of course. Had to be in there.
I was absolutely fantastic. So that made me happy. And proudest moment was Amy's graduation. It's a really proud mum moment. Once I'd found something to wear, of course.
Of course. Of course. You know, trauma followed by sheer happiness. Well, you know. You so want it that
brilliant.
Way around.
Have we done proudest moments?
Yeah, I mean, for proud of myself for sticking with the bootcamp program and now doing this new training program. But in terms of business, I think the proudest moment actually has been some of the people that I've been working with, seeing them create their online courses and create their stuff, and not only create it but sell it as well, which is so important, obviously, because you don't want to put all this effort in to have it just sitting there. And just seeing people's light bulb moments, that's just fabulous, and that's part of why I do what I do, really, more than anything else. So I mean, there are all sorts of things that have been happy moments this year. It's been a really good year for lots of reasons, actually, and a really good setup and springboard into 2019. So long may it continue. I think
No, that's lovely. And for me, you know, I now have a rather nice picture on my desk. Look at that.
Oh, kids together.
I know, because it's not often that my children actually see each other. No, so it was just really nice to have them both together.
My mum's got a photo of me and my brother that, you know, she displays proudly and all the rest of it, which is, it's quite an achievement actually, because my brother hates having his photo taken, so she did very well. It was quite some years ago. In fact, it was definitely some years ago, because I stopped dyeing my hair in 2011 and I had still dyed hair there, so it's at least 10 years old. But still, you know, it's probably the closest she's going to get to having us both smile on camera. I was smiling, he was sort of smiling, but that's another story. Anyway, I don't want to alarm you, but we are rushing towards the hour mark and we haven't even got to the dog walking digest yet.
Oh, we'll be quick. It's important to sort of take stock of some of the things.
I agree, definitely.
Because, you know, we won't be rambling for another 2 weeks yet, so we can have a bit of a bumper edition.
This is true.
No, but okay, so dog walking digest then. So this was prompted. The subject of the dog walking digest this week is dog walking attire, exclamation mark. And this was prompted by my very good friend Jane Brooke, who, you know, is the House of Colour lady.
Yes.
Who changed my life about 3 years ago and transformed me from a bag lady into something... something a bit more respectable. So, you know, she changed my life, and she's become a really good friend of mine since then. And I was we had a Christmas sort of get together on Saturday afternoon, and we were talking about, it was hilarious, because one of the things that anybody who's been Janed, as we term, our greatest fear is that we run into Jane in Tesco or wherever.
Not looking fabulous, yeah.
In which case we would have to turn tail and run out the store.
Absolutely. Can you imagine being caught wearing a colour that she told you couldn't wear?
Indeed, I know. So what we were talking, I mean, she always goes on about dog walking because she's got a dog as well. And she insists that she goes out walking the dog with her lipstick on.
What?
At 7 o'clock in the morning.
Good grief.
And I was like, you know, Jane, I love you dearly, but you know, I draw the line at that one.
Wow.
I've suddenly become very observant of other people's dog walking attire. You know, I mean, I have a nice red coat on, but it's fully insulated. It's like, it's one of those Norwegian,
fully
insulated one. It's a proper... So that's a nice red, which is obviously one of my, wow colours, so that's fine. And then I have my little blue hat, teal hat, which is lovely, and my purple gloves and my wellies. But I wouldn't say, you know, I do draw the line and put my lipstick on. but yeah, I've just been observing other people's dresses. I mean, what do you go out dog walking in?
Well, normally I have the dog walking jeans, which as it turns out is probably every pair of jeans that I've got. I used to try and keep, you know, a pair of jeans for, not for best, because jeans aren't best, but you know what I mean, ones that would possibly go for smart casual, but actually I've ended up wearing every pair of jeans that I've got dog walking at some point, but not in makeup, except if I'm filming for an online course or I'm delivering a webinar. And normally for one of my webinars I wouldn't put that much makeup on, but if I'm doing something on behalf of somebody else or I've been to a breakfast meeting or something like that, I will have had makeup on and then I forget that I'm wearing it because I'm so used to not wearing it that I'll just go out for the dog walk and then see people looking at me a bit funny. It's like, oh yeah, I've got lipstick on, that's why. Or they can see my eyebrows, aha. So it's always when you sort of forget that. But I have to say there is a particular kind of sneeriness among the dog walking community, certainly around my area, reserved for those people that go out in but they go out in full length white coats with a dog to a dog walking park. I'm sorry, what now?
Okay.
You expect your coat to be white by the end of that? Just ridiculous. Or in the summer, people going out in white jeans. I mean, you know.
I know. I see that. Or sort of shoes. And you look at them and you're thinking, you're not going very far. You're obviously just walking around the block, aren't you?
I know. And what is quite funny is when you see some of the regulars on the dog walk, including the ones that work full time. I work, but you know, don't have a freelance business. They actually have a corporate role. And they're walking their dog at lunchtime and have forgotten to bring their dog walking shoes with them or any kind of dog walking garb with them. So particularly sometimes you see some of the women in high heels just tottering just on the edge of the field, looking very, very embarrassed. And you sort of say, do you want me to take him over, you know, that way a bit? Would you mind? No, it's fine. It's not a problem. There's me with my, you know, stompy old boots on and mud halfway up my legs and that kind of thing.
I know. So, yeah, so I just thought I'd throw that into the mix and I'll be observing. I'll be paying more attention.
We'll have to see. We'll have to do a report in the new year as to, you know, Christmas attire on the dog walk. Yeah. See if anybody goes out with reindeer antler things on or something. Christmas jumpers.
You never know.
Indeed.
So there we go. So what about the event this week then, Jeanette? I believe it's one of yours, is it?
Yes, I know you volunteered me. Thank you very much. So one of the things that
came out of our mastermind.
It did. It came out the last mastermind. So they are very fruitful for cementing ideas or as often happens as well, rejecting ideas or turning ideas from what somebody thought it was going to be into something completely different. But this one in particular was one that I floated at the ambassadors meeting and with a few tweaks is actually going to happen. One of the things that I'm very aware of is with the offerings that I have for people to help them get their course online is that it relies very much either on somebody putting in a lot of effort to get themselves over the finish line, albeit with me holding their hand, whether that's in the 5-day challenge or whether that's in the 5-month mentoring that I do. And the only other option that I offer at the moment is the Done For You service, which obviously, you know, is not a cheap service because it's where I take my expertise and effectively create an online course or in some cases several online courses for people from their raw material. And what I was looking for is something that's a sort of an in-between where I can really properly help people without doing all the work myself. So they still do the work, so they have the learning, which is important for me. They get the knowledge of how to create an online course, but there's no escape and no excuse from it. So they are in a position where real life can't kind of butt in and distract them from getting it done, because actually getting past the finish post is probably the hardest thing with online courses. It's quite easy to set up, it's quite easy to learn what you need to do. Getting to the point of that's it, done, finished, ready for sales, that's the hardest bit. So the idea that I was floating at the ambassadors is a sort of a boot camp. It's turned into, at some point in April there will be a 3-day residential boot camp where effectively you get locked in a room with me for 3 days and nights. And very small group, so no more than 5 to 10 people, and I will take everybody through the process of creating an online online course. Not only that, we will create your online course. You'll do all your filming, all your editing, and we'll come out with a sales page and a sales and marketing plan for you. And if we possibly can, your first sale before the end of the 3 days is up. Now, I don't have the full details of it at the moment. That's something that I'm planning to work on first thing in the new year. However, if anybody is interested in going on the VIP waitlist, you'll be the first then to know when the spots are opened up, because I'm absolutely adamant, full stop, no more than 10 people. And actually, I'd prefer it to be a little bit less, but you know, you've got to have flexibility in these things. So if anybody wants to get on that VIP list, then if they send me an email, gt@getthatcourseonline.com, I will be sure to put them on the VIP list and be in touch in the new year.
Yeah, so there that we are. Sounds absolutely marvellous, really exciting. So we'll keep you up to speed with that as things take shape.
Definitely.
So finally then, Jeanette.
Oh, it's me again.
I know, cool too.
Yes, absolutely. And funnily enough, this was, did you see that Carrie had
I did.
Put it in the group? So what's happened, listeners, is that every week, obviously, I come up with a new cool tool to use online. And it just so happens that the one that I was looking at today was one that was mentioned in the Trainer Talk online community this very afternoon by Carrie Eddins, who did the PR talk at the last Trainer Talk Live, didn't she? Saying, oh, if anybody needs any help with this thing, here's a really, really good thing to use. And it's for anybody who wants to do a little bit of editing on their photos. So particularly for people who are quite hands-on with their website or with their marketing materials or their social media posts, that kind of thing. If you have a photo, particularly of people, and you want to, for whatever reason, get rid of the background that's there, either, you know, you've taken it on a webcam and it's just your office in the background, it's a bit messy, or there's something there that isn't quite right or doesn't suit, or you just want to superimpose the picture of you. What?
As my kids always used to do, somebody doing bunny ears.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, somebody putting bunny ears up behind you or something like that doesn't go across well. Well, probably doesn't go across well for your brand on LinkedIn. So you might want to remove that. And there is a website which is www.remove.bg. And it's a free tool which essentially removes the background from a photo within the space of about 5 seconds. Wow. And I've been playing around with it and trying it out, and it's pretty good. You'd think it would be a bit rubbish being a free tool, and there is a limit on the upload of the photo, which has to be no more than 8 meg. But it's absolutely free. There's no catch for downloading the finished article, and it really does only take about 5 seconds to do. And they don't ask for your email or anything. It's amazing. So I'm not quite sure how long it's going to stay around for, because I can't see where the business model is for how they make the money. So it must be an offshoot or something for something. I don't know. Perhaps there's a pixel on there. Actually, I can check that with a cool tool that I'll talk about at some other point on there. No. There's no Facebook pixel on there either, so they won't get you for retargeting. So remove.bg and give it a go. And I would say it's about 80-85% accurate. There's a few photos that I uploaded where it was a little bit, you know, a couple of bits have been cropped out that weren't quite right, but it's good enough for social media posts. Probably not brilliant for website if you're really finickety, but if you're that finickety, then you're going to pay a developer or a graphic designer to do it properly anyway. But if for sort of self-help type stuff, it's pretty good. So there we are. That's the cool tool.
Lovely. That sounds really good. Very useful for getting rid
Indeed.
Of unwanted, undesirable.
Bunny ears. Yeah. There we are. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Well, I think that's it. I think we're done.
We are. We are done and dusted for another week for this year, in fact. So all that's left to say is Merry Christmas, everyone. Now I'm allowed to mention the C word. Have a very happy Christmas. Peaceful, restful, festive season, whether you celebrate it or not. And a peaceful / riotous new year, depending on your preference. And Sharon and I will, as we say, we'll be back recording on the 7th of January for a release later that week. On the Friday of that week. So we look forward to it. And in the meantime, if you want to tweet us, it's TrainerTalkPod, at TrainerTalkPod, and we will be very happy to receive those mentions and follows, by the way.
Absolutely. Well, we've got, yeah, we've got follows already.
We have. So we have. Amazing. It's good. Amazing. I know. Anyway, have a wonderful time.
Yeah, and have a great Christmas, everybody.
Indeed. And
we'll enjoy your company this year, and see you again next year.
Indeed. Take care. Bye.